See how it's recording, and I can make it louder or softer, however you picture.
Well, I don't know how my voice would be. I used to broadcast a lot, you know, but
did you?
But I've got a tape recorder sitting right over there now.
I see. But if you just count up to 20, then I'll make this adjustment.
Just slow, kind of, just.
Yes, just in your ordinary voice.
Just ordinarily talking,
right?
About like we're talking now, I guess. Sometimes I get enthused and I.
Well, that's fine.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
All right, sir. And would you just give the days of the week, just go through the days of the week and the months of the year, and I can, we'll forget about this.
Just the days of the week, like Sunday, setting in.
Just Sunday, Monday.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Sure, in January, February.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
All right, sir, I think that's fine. We can forget about it then. Once I like to adjust it carefully and then forget about it and not have to worry whether it's doing right. I wonder, would you be willing to repeat what you told me about both your grandfather Bell's homesteading and over here, and then also about the foreign gap? That would be interesting to hear on the tape. Your grandfather homesteaded from Georgia.
That's right.
And then he homesteaded over here.
Yeah, over in Scott County.
And,
on a mountain that was known at that time as the Shut-In Mountain. But later, it's known as the Bell Mountain. It was named after him.
I see.
It was called the Bell Mountain. And there he set out an orchard. He and his youngest daughter lived there together. And the rest of the children were all married. My father lived about 3 miles from them. And they lived there on that mountain. And he set out an orchard there. And after I was a grown young man, people would go up on that mountain and take their wagons and gather peaches, and the orchard was still bearing. And then in later years after that, I'd hear people going up there to get fruit off this mountain where he'd set out this orchard up there.
And, did he tell you anything about how the homestead worked?
No, I don't remember too much about that. You see, when we left there, I was only about 6 years old, and I come back there later after my father died. But I don't remember how the homestead, but it was nearly everybody, you know, homesteaded their land here in this country at that time. Now, I worked in with the land for International Paper Company. I worked 20 years, and the land that they owned